Chapter 4 A show, said the Grand Master grimly. He settled himself well into his furs, and one thin hand grasped the iron cudgel he used as a cane. And gold, your veneration. And gold, agreed the Grand Master carelessly. Ponyats set the box down and opened it with as fine an appearance of confidence as he could manage. He felt alone in the face of universal hostility, the way he had felt out in space his first year. The semicircle of bearded counselors who faced him down stared unpleasantly. Among them was Furl, the thin-faced favorite who sat next to the Grand Master in stiff hostility. Ponyats had met him once already and marked him immediately as prime enemy, and, as a consequence, prime victim. Outside the hall, a small army awaited events. Ponyats was effectively isolated from his ship. He lacked any weapon but his attempted bribe. And Gorov was still a hostage. He made the final adjustments on the clumsy monstrosity that had cost him a week of ingenuity and prayed once again that the lead-lined quartz would stand the strain. What is it? Asked the Grand Master. This, said Ponyats, stepping back, is a small device I have constructed myself. That is obvious, but it is not the information I want. Is it one of the black magic abominations of your world? It is atomic in nature, admitted Ponyats gravely, but none of you need touch it or have anything to do with it. It is for myself alone, and if it contains abominations, I take the foulness of it upon myself. The Grand Master had raised his iron cane at the machine in a threatening gesture, and his lips moved rapidly and silently in a purifying invocation. The thin-faced counselor at his right leaned towards him, and his straggled red mustache approached the Grand Master's ear. The ancient Asconian petulantly shrugged himself free. And what is the connection of your instrument of evil and the gold that may save your countryman's life? With this machine, began Ponyats, as his hand dropped softly onto the central chamber and caressed its hard, round flanks, I can turn the iron you discard into gold of the finest quality. It is the only device known to man that will take iron. The ugly iron, your veneration, that props up the chair you sit in and the walls of this building, and change it to shining, heavy, yellow gold.